When day is done and night comes on, until the dawn, what'll I do? I'll grasp your hand and wander through slumberland, dream dancing with you. We dance.
That's the music of Andrew Walsh, and as promised, he's in studio today, and I'm so thrilled to be talking to him, not only about his incredible career, but this big band CD that we just heard, the new cut. You, who are listening right now, just heard it for the very first time. Andrew Walsh, welcome to Jazz 88.
Hi, Patty. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you could do this, and oh, congratulations on this incredible new disc.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you so much.
How excited are you?
I am thrilled because we tracked this record almost a year ago, and you know how stuff goes.
You
get busy with other things, and all of a sudden you go, oh, yeah, that project that we recorded, I suppose we should finish that someday.
Sure.
And your wonderful, extraordinarily talented brother, Ricky, was there for the whole thing, from tracking to, you know, mixing. And of course, he's very busy as well.
Of course.
So it was just a matter of when do the stars align and we can get this thing done and we can finalize it. And we're finally getting closer to that point.
Yeah, so. Right. But you've got some tracks ready and available, and you have a CD release concert coming up. Let's talk about where that is.
Yes. So on already this coming Saturday, the 20th, we'll be at the Dakota. Very excited to be back at the Dakota, 7 o'clock show. And we're going to play the entire record. And we may also throw in some other things too, but
great,
mostly this record, which, by the way, the record's going to be called This Funny Thing Called Love, which is, of course, a lyric from What Is This Thing Called Love? And all of the record is the songs of one of my favorite songwriters, the great Cole Porter.
Oh, my goodness.
All Cole Porter. So.
Great, 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 great. Well, and people know you as such a wonderful emulator of the Frank Sinatra sound. And if you don't know Andrew Walsh, not only does he sing like that, but he plays piano too. And it's so fun to come out and see you. So do you think that you're going to have the Cole Porter sound now? But are you now Andrew singing Cole Porter?
You know, the wonderful thing about Cole Porter is that he fortunately did record a lot of his own music, and he was a piano player and a singer, and he had a very, you know, sort of a songwriter-like voice and approach.
Yes. Right.
But you can go and hear him and hear him playing his own songs the way that he heard them, the way that he felt them. And so when I was researching this project, that's the first place I went, was the source. How did Cole Porter feel and hear this music? And Bob Parsons, who did all of the arrangements and did a brilliant job. Of course, Bob and I have been working together since 2015.
Nice.
When we started the Frank Sinatra show, which was the 100th birthday year of Sinatra. But Bob took this, you know, this great, you know, legacy of big band music and distilled it down into more of a show band size, 6 horns, which was quite a huge task. And he did a beautiful job of taking that instrumentation and playing with all different colors, with different reeds and different, you know, muted brass, and making the small band sound quite large. And so people, when they see us, a lot of people don't even realize that it's, you know,
you're minus a
much,
few horn players,
at least six,
right.
Because Bob does such a brilliant job of the writing, and he took a lot of time and a lot of intention in getting the original Porter changes right, and the harmony stuff that us music people really care about, making sure that that he was, you know, that we were true to the source. And I went and did a lot of research on Porter musically and otherwise to try to get in the mindset of this genius man and understand these songs deeply, why they were written, for whom, and, you know, try to take a really measured and a really intentional approach to this record and this music. So I think we've I think we've at least partially succeeded at that.
What's wonderful. Andrew, you are such a great storyteller, too. So having the story and the passion behind each of his writings and knowing how he was feeling and what motivated him to write, it's going to be part of your show, too. I just know you so well.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And that's what your charm is. Now, how long has it been since you've released a CD?
Oh, boy. Well, it's been... too long.
Oh, I bet.
I think 6 years, six, yeah. 7 years. And yes. Of course, like many of us, I have lots of projects in the can.
Yeah, right.
Lots of tunes and sides and stuff. And it just sort of sits there until you say, okay, gall darn it, I'm going to get this done. I'm gonna do this.
Right.
But this was a project that I had so much fun recording. And I really, when we did the live show for the first time in all these charts, I just had a really great feeling and a great connection. And I said, we got to go into the studio and do this and get this down. And so finally, here we are. We're releasing it.
That's so great. Andrew Wellish is my in-studio guest here on Sunday Morning Jazz. And he has a CD release concert coming up on Saturday night, August 20th. That is going to be the official release of this incredible music we've been talking about under the direction of Bob Parsons on that night. And you'll have some of the music available, but yet more to come. And so you'll surprise everyone,
yes,
with your story regarding that as well.
Yes,
so.
Yes. A lot of the music will be ready, and we'll send people home with at least most of it.
Oh, great.
But nowadays, with everything being the way it is, we weren't able to actually get the full record done. But we're going to have most of it done, and we're going to send it home with people, and then we're going to send them the full album when it's finished.
That is marvelous. And by the way, the concert is at Dakota, and if you're interested in how to get tickets, dakotacooks.com, and you can find Andrew Wellish and August 20th and get your tickets that way. Got to just touch on the fact that you are the music director of Crooner's,
yes,
Supper Club.
Mm-hmm.
How many years now?
Almost 8. Since the beginning. I mean, I came in, I believe,
wow,
technically I came in August. The club opened in November of 2014. But I was playing at the very beginning, just as you were involved right at the very beginning. And then I got involved in booking probably 4 or 5 months into the club. And then officially I started August. So it's been 7 years, I believe, and it's been a heck of a ride. It's been
what a learning curve, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Had you done much of that before?
I hadn't.
Okay.
And, of course, what the club started and what it's become has been an incredible journey and an amazing journey and an amazing amount of work.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it's a joy to see all of the audiences and the performers fill the room every night with just an amazing amount of passion and joy, and that's what life's about. So how fortunate are we to be in this business where we can use our gift to move people and bring people joy and love and all kinds of things. It's special.
Yes, and Jazz 88 loves our relationship with Crooner's, as we do our relationship with Dakota, and it's really an interesting position for you to be in, to be music director over at Crooner's, and yet take your art and come to a new club. But you will be performing this elsewhere as well. But the biggest deal, congratulations on all your successes, by the way, all of them.
Well, thank you,
all
Patty.
Of them. They're, it's so great. But Saturday night, we want people to come and hear you and hear this incredible band.
And
Stuart and I will be there at Dakota.
Well, I'm so appreciative to have you there. And, you know, we will be doing a release sometime down the line at Crooner's, too. And as I said, I'm thrilled to be back at the Dakota. I'm thrilled to be playing
any one of
the wonderful rooms or theaters that we have in this community. And it's been my position and the position of Mary at Crooner's, that the more music venues we have, the more audiences we have, the more opportunities we have for musicians to make a living. And that's how we keep musicians here. And that's how we get more musicians, great musicians to come here,
right,
is the opportunities. And without great venues, there aren't those opportunities. So we have to support all of our venues and
right,
all of our artists, and to make the scene thrive as it thankfully has come out of this difficult time, I think, really, really wonderfully.
Well,
most of our venues survived. I mean, yes, you know, not a lot of communities can say that.
That's very true, but that takes the hard work of someone like you, Mary T, and all the folks at Crooners, all the folks at Dakota, and so many of the jazz clubs, which I won't rattle off right now, because really our focus today is, yes, you, Andrew Wallace, but also Saturday night, the CD release. What is the title of the release?
Yeah, it's called This Funny Thing Called Love.
Okay.
And it's the music of Cole Porter. So we heard Dream Dancing, the great and very athletic, vocally athletic. These are hard songs. I mean,
nice scat singing, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was your brother's idea, because it was a little band break, and we were overdubbing some vocals, and he said, "You got to scat along with that." That
good
horn section.
Right,
I said,
on, Ricky.
Okay, fine.
<I'll>
he
do
said,
it.
People love that stuff.
Yeah, they do. So and, said, they do. Okay. And they do.
And then we're
do.
Also going to hear at some point the next tune, the wonderful ballad, Every Time We Say Goodbye. And just a quick story, there's a wonderful song on the album called, that is on this EP release called At Long Last Love. And one of the incredible stories is that I will tell several stories, as you mentioned in the show on Saturday. But Cole Porter had this terrible accident where he loved to horseback ride, and the horse actually tripped over a rock and fell on his legs and left him basically paralyzed for the rest of his life.
Oh,
he
my
spent
gosh.
His life in a, rest of his the last 20 plus years of his life in a wheelchair. But as he's laying there with the horse on him, on his legs, in an excruciating amount of pain, he doesn't know what else to do. There's nobody else with him. 2 hours had gone by. So he took out his pen and paper, and he finished the second verse to the song At Long Last Love. And I just think that's so inspiring. He didn't know what else to do, and he thought, this will take my mind off of this tragic, horrible pain and event. And so he wrote the second verse. I mean, these guys, you know, just like Irving Berlin, Cole Porter was special in that he wrote both music and lyrics.
Oh,
these
yes.
These guys lived and breathed songs and,
yes,
and great songs. And they were master craftsmen of wonderful songs. And they've left us this rich songbook that we draw from and that we love so much. And what an incredible legacy, and what an incredible gift they gave us singers,
right,
to have these songs to pull from.
Well, if everybody could see the passion on your face as you're telling these stories, I know that they'd be hopping on that online, getting those tickets to come out and see you on Saturday night at Dakota. And what time do you start? Is it 7?
7 p.m. Yeah.
7 p.m. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you, Patty. And it really was a joy to be here with you today. Thanks
I
again.
I think it's absolutely wonderful. And, of course, I'll see you later tonight.
You bet.
Yes. Here is Every Time We Say Goodbye on Andrew Wallace's newest CD coming out. And tell me the name of it again.
This Funny Thing Called Love, the music of Cole Porter.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why.